Midnight City. Scousers Abroad.
Normally we record it because of time difference, but Joyce, it fits in great. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm well indeed. You're in lovely Sydney, which is a beautiful place, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant, yep, yep.
Now, what time of day is it there, Joyce?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning here, so I'm sitting at my desk at work. I thought I might have had to hide in a cupboard somewhere, but my boss knows I'm on the phone.
He knows you're on the phone?
Yeah.
Is he an Australian?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Is he near you?
No, he's out today.
Oh, so, that's all right. I was going to say hello to him and thank him.
No, he knows I was doing this, so yeah. I came into work early just to make up the work time.
Aren't you lovely? Phone, aren't so. You lovely? So, Joyce, how long have you been in Australia?
I've been in Australia for 43 years, but not in Sydney for 43. I've only been here for 27 years, so we've lived all over Australia.
You haven't lost your accent one little bit.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't. And they're all laughing. They're all laughing in the other room. Oh, no, you haven't lost your accent, I promise you.
Well, when I come home on holiday, everybody thinks I talk Australian.
Well, you've just changed within 30 seconds back to Scouse.
I know, it always happens when you meet a Scouser. You tend to sort of jump back into it, don't you?
Joyce, where have you lived in Australia?
Well, my husband and I emigrated in 1973. We £10 poms, so we arrived in Brisbane and we had 18 months in Brisbane and a beautiful state, but the weather is just horrible, as in humid. It's very, very humid.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, we'll leave there and we'll go to Perth on the other side of, Australia. So we were there for 12 years. So we liked that because we thought, well, if we didn't like Perth, we're on the right side to get back to Liverpool. But we stayed in Perth for 12 years. And then my husband got offered a job in Sydney. So we came here for 2 years. And then we went to Melbourne for 2 years. And now we've been back in Sydney for 25 years.
Now, I've been to Sydney and Melbourne. I like them both, but they're both totally different, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If we didn't live in Sydney, I think we'd go back to Melbourne. Melbourne's more English in the weather and also the housing and things like that. So Melbourne's a fantastic spot.
1973, was it a big decision to make?
Look, at the time, when I look back on it, I think it was a bit reckless because my mum had always wanted to emigrate and she got further and further down the line all the time, but my nana was still alive and so in the end she wouldn't leave me nana. And by the time my nana passed away, I was 18 and so I said, I'm not going. And so then, eventually she did not go, but when I met my husband, we were sitting on top of the bus one Saturday night and I just said to him, do you fancy going somewhere else to live? And he goes, oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, where should we go? And I said, what about Australia? So that's what we did. We both worked in the gyro. We had, good jobs. And then so we thought, well, at that time, you only had to go for 2 years. If you came home before the 2 years was up, you had to pay the government back what it cost them to take you out there. So we thought, well, at least we'll just come for 2 years, just a bit of a holiday. And then the rest is history.
Now, what did your mum say when you said we're going to emigrate?
Look, she was upset, but she said we were doing the right thing. So I think because she always wanted to go, and she did come out for a holiday, but just one holiday. She came out when my boy was 7 months old. She never saw my daughter and she died in 1983 when she was only 56. So she never got out again, but she had the best time while she was out here.
It what people can't explain, and so many people we've had on for years now on this Scouser Abroad, is the fact that you want to do it. Of course you want to go. You want a new life. But it is such a wrench, isn't it, leaving people you love?
Oh, well, absolutely. The biggest things are your family and friends, but also leaving Liverpool, because I love Liverpool. I'm so proud that I come from Liverpool, because it's just the best city. And the people of Liverpool make Liverpool. So I miss my family and my friends, and I miss the city, I miss the pubs. But at the time, my husband had his 20th birthday on the boat, so he was quite young, I was quite young. So we just thought, oh, well, we just do it. You know, you don't think of the consequences at the time. I don't know whether I could do it, if I was in my 40s or something like that, because, you know, we had nothing. We lived in one room in Bootle, you know, and so what did we have to lose, really?
Now, you sailed over. Tell me, how long did that take?
We were on the boat for 4 weeks.
Wow.
And we stopped at Las Palmas, Cape Town, and then Fremantle. And we were like, we only paid £10, but there was people on the boat that actually were paying for a cruise. And it was a SS Australis. It was a Greek line, Chandos line. I was seasick all the way, basically, but my husband was up for breakfast every morning. He didn't miss out on anything. So, but I suffered with seasickness pretty badly.
What was the ship like for paying £10? Well, were you treated well?
Oh, well, we had treated very well. We had, we stayed on the sun deck, which is like quite high up, and we had a porthole. Some families were split, so you'd have cabins that had, say, four women in them, and their four husbands were in another cabin altogether. So John and I could have been split, but it just so happened that we were together in a lovely cabin with a porthole and on a nice deck. So it was a cruise for us. So, you know, it was really, really good.
Now, being seasick and for 4 weeks, you must have thought, what am I doing? Why am I not at home?
Well, I just wanted to die, really, because, you know, I just had to go to the doctor, and he gave me some tablets, and he basically knocked me out for a few days until I got my sea legs. But it was very, very difficult, because the crossing was from Cape Town to Fremantle was horrendous. So, you know, the weather was pretty bad and the boat was rocking, and oh God, it was awful.
Now, of course, when you went over all those years ago, different world, there was no such thing as Skype, etc.
No, there wasn't. And my mum didn't have a telephone at the time. John's mum had a telephone. And so what you had to do was, if we wanted to make a call, we had to go into the city and go into the GPO and book a call. And so we'd all be sitting in a room, and then the telephonist would say, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly, phone number 4, and you go into box 4, and then you pick the phone up, obviously, and then, you know, on the other end would be me mum, me husband's mum.
Yeah.
So, and then also aerograms, you relied on that blue letter coming through the post. And that was always a pleasure to receive, because you knew it was from overseas. So it was very exciting. But the first few times we made the phone calls, we'd be crying at the end when we said goodbye. Yeah. It was very, very hard. And each trip we made back to Liverpool, like the first couple of times, getting on that plane to come back to Australia was difficult. But, you know, I suppose it just gets easier and easier. And when I'm talking to people, I always refer to Liverpool as home when I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I'm in Liverpool, I go, when I'm home, Australia. So it's, you know, it's where you are at the time.
Joyce, when were you back last?
I was back last year for my niece's wedding. This is my oldest brother. I was back then for the wedding with my sister. My sister lives in Western Australia. And so we were back last year, and then we were back the year before for my other niece's wedding, Hayley. So So when there's celebrations like that, me and my sister try and get back for them.
Did you see a big difference in Liverpool?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Each time we've come back, we've seen a huge difference. But now the city's jumping and there's an excitement about it. And everybody seems really upbeat because there was times there we were back in the 80s and it was so depressing.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for the city.
Yeah.
But now I've got people I work with here and they're going to England and said, now don't forget to get to Liverpool. You know, and they have. They've made a trip there and they've all loved it. So I'm really pleased that they like the city where, you know, like the city I come from.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant.
And my husband gets back for the football when he can. He comes and tries and gets some matches in.
Oh, right. Blue or red?
Yeah. He's a red.
Right. So he will be looking forward to come and see the new stadium, or has he seen it?
Well, he's had lots of pictures sent to him, and you know he's loving the results at the moment.
Oh yes, they're on a roll. Like the city, they're on a roll.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good to see them win a few games.
So, what's life like in Sydney?
Look, it's. When I say it's like life everywhere, like we go to work and we've got the kids and we do our shopping and washing and stuff like that, but like we've got the weather and we tend now, if we take a holiday, it doesn't matter where we go because we know we've always got the sun coming eventually.
Yeah.
Winters are cold, we have the fire, we have electric blankets, but the summers are lovely. It was really hot here yesterday. I'm looking out my door to my office and it's blue skies, a few fluffy clouds, but it's, you know, it's really nice today.
Not cheap anymore, Australia.
A bit not cheap. No, it doesn't appear to be. I've been surprised people have come out here because of the dollar and the pound, I suppose, you know. You know, but the wages are different and, you know, you haven't got a lot of things that you've got to cover. Like, even though it's cold, it's not like England, you know, where you've got your central heating and your coats that you have to buy and your heavy shoes, you know, so it swings and roundabouts really.
Now tell me, immigration, what's going on there? Everyone says that the land is full of milk and honey and there's no problems there, but I hear there are problems there.
Yeah, look, there's problems everywhere, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We have the same problems as England's got. You know, there's a lot of people don't like refugees coming in and stuff like that. But really, when you see the poor kids in the refugee camps, you know, and it's just been learned now that America might be taking some of our refugees. So I don't know what's going on there, but so they're in two detention centres. And, you know, the mental health of the young kids there is just shocking. It shouldn't be happening.
What's Australia saying about Trump?
Well, I think everybody's in shock, aren't they? You know, no matter where you are. He's a reality star. you know, and now I saw on the telly that his family's going to get involved. He's given them all jobs. So it's a bit of nepotism there. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, everybody's in shock. I couldn't believe it, really. But, you know, they'll live with their decision, I suppose. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
You got children?
I've got a boy who's 37, Chris, and a daughter who's 34, Laura. And Chris is married and he and his wife are expecting their first child in February. So I'm going to be a nana for the first time.
Now tell me, what was education like for the children compared to England?
Well, it's different here because when I was going to school, there was Catholic schools and Protestant schools. And they were like the state-run schools. Whereas here, any religious schools you have to pay for. So, like, my daughter went to a Catholic girls' school in North Sydney, and my son went to the school I work at, and that's a Catholic boys' school. So they got very good education. They both went to uni. So and they're doing, you know, very well. So I think the state schools are very good, but when I got married, I'm not Catholic and my husband is, and so I have to sign to say that any children I would have would be raised Catholic. So we did that, but in saying that, you know, they're not religious children at all. Mm. So, but that was just something that I had to do when I was wanted to get married.
That was a long time ago, that, wasn't it, that rule?
Yeah, 1972.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been married for 44 years, yeah.
That's amazing. Joyce, I was just saying to my producer when the ad break was on, what a great line. So quite clear.
I know, it is. There's no echoing like there used to be on the phones.
It's ridiculous. It's like you're
you could be just
across
down
the
hall, around the corner. Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah. Joyce, what changes have you seen in the years you've been there?
Right, okay. What changes? Well, when I emigrated, I was worried that I wouldn't be able to buy Oxos because to make me scouts. And the nightlife, you know, was very dull and quiet and everything closed down. Whereas now, like, the cities are more, cosmopolitan and the range of foods that you can get nowadays is a lot more than you could do years ago.
It's interesting you say that, because that would have been the same here in England, wouldn't it? Because it's all changed here. More and more restaurants, more and more, you know, so...
Yeah. So I noticed that when I was back, the bars and the restaurants and the types of foods you can buy and things like that. What else has changed?
Has life become, is there more crime, or did you feel more comfortable when you were younger there, or...?
Crime... Look, you wake up every morning and there's somebody's, I don't want to frighten people, but somebody's, you know, being killed overnight, you know, in the morning, because Sydney is like a really big city, but, you know, there are areas you just don't go, and it's like that in, you know, everywhere really, there's some areas you just don't want to walk down or things like that, but... Like, I do know that there's, you know, the crime rate, some nasty things happen, you know, but that's everywhere, isn't it, you know?
When I was in Sydney the only time I've been there, it was, what's the special celebration they have?
Australia Day?
Australia Day, down at the harbour, was phenomenal.
Yeah, the Opera House,
It was phenomenal down there.
Well, when we arrived... in Sydney the first time, 1988 was the bicentennial, and there was a lottery for tickets to go on the Opera House forecourt to see the tall ships and everything come in. So we were happy. We were lucky to jag four tickets, so me and my husband and the kids went down there, and, massive celebrations. So everybody goes mad, you know, very patriotic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you and your husband ever wonder where you would be if you hadn't have emigrated?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know whether we would have had the type of lifestyle we have. But in saying that, we're both hard workers. We work very hard. So maybe, you know, we would have been comfortable in Liverpool.
Yeah,
so Who knows?
You wouldn't have stayed up where you were. Yeah.
You know, we would have, you know, done well, I'm sure, because, you know, most people that work hard are rewarded for it, aren't they, in some way?
I think grafters are, without any shadow of a doubt. Do you ever think you'd come back to live?
I think if we retire, if and when we retire, even though my husband says he's never retiring, I'd love to spend, 6 months back in England, in Liverpool, because... We left so long ago, I've forgotten what it's like to live there. It's different when you're on holiday because you have a good time and you see everybody and you got money to spend. But I'd like to live there again just to see what it was like. You know, just go and do your shopping in the supermarket and, you know, do your washing. Sounds a bit mundane and boring, but to actually live back in Liverpool, I would love to do that again.
Mm. I understand that. Understand that. But then you'd be torn apart from your grandchild, your future grandchild.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And it's very interesting because my son was talking about moving to Melbourne. And then someone said to me, oh, you know, aren't you going to miss him? And I said, well, yeah, of course I'm missing. But he's got to do what he needs to do. Because when we left, we did what we wanted to do at the time. And luckily for us, our families were upset, yeah, but fully supportive of what we wanted to do. And that's what you do. You know, you just support your children, don't you?
And that makes life a lot easier when you've got the support.
Oh, yeah.
When you haven't got them, you know, nagging and having a go at you, you know, which is really...
Yeah, or asking you to come back to England, you know? Yeah, like, please come back, you know, we miss you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've just got to do what you've got to do at the time. And, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful that we ended up here because we've had a really nice life living in Australia.
Do you think, Joyce, that Liverpool, or not Liverpool, English people are welcome still? Or is, because I heard a few whispers that they don't like giving jobs away and anybody gets sort of, you know, what are you doing here sort of attitude.
Oh, no. No. John's, my husband's cousin's here at the moment. He worked for 3 months in the country, you know, on the farm. And if you work that 3 months, you get an extra year's visa. So he's got 2 years now instead of a 1 year visa because he went and helped pick fruit or pack tomatoes or whatever it was he did. So, but no, I think English people are very welcome. Very welcome.
What would you say to anybody right now? I ask this question of every single person that goes abroad. People are listening now would love to do what you're doing. Some have actually done it after we've done our Scouse Abroad. What advice would you give to them?
I would say do it, because you're a long time dead, and if you've got these things that you want to do in your life, give it a go. If you've got a house in England, don't sell it. Just rent it out. And then you know that you've got that there if for some reason you don't like it in Australia.
Yeah.
But I would say give it a go. There's not many people come back regretting the time that they've had here. But, you know, they come back for different reasons, you know. So, you know, who knows what... You're thinking of when you're leaving home and then going back. You know, you could be torn between your family and everything. A lot of people get very homesick, but you do get over that, but that takes time. But you do get over it.
Joyce, let's have some name checks. People who might be listening right now.
Okay. Well, to Jean and Andy. Jean's my best friend from high school. Pauline and Richie and Kathy. My cousins, Valerie, Leslie and Barbara, and their husbands, and Alison in Oregon. I know she's listening. She hasn't been too well, so I'm sending all my best wishes to her. To my cousin Billy, my brother David, and his children, Nikki and Jamie. To our Brian, Pauline, Yvonne, Natalie and Ryan. To Robert and Rebecca, and last but not least, my baby brother Alan, who put me in for this. His wife Jackie and their children, Hayley, Ben and Liam, and their grandchildren, everybody. And everybody in Liverpool who doesn't know me, but as I said, it's the people in Liverpool that make the city so great. And, you know, I always have a great time when I come back.
Tell me about your friend in Oregon.
She's the daughter of my cousin Leslie. She's over there. Her husband, Steve, works on fishing boats, and he's away for a couple of months at a time. But she hasn't been too well, so I want to send her a special wish to get back, you know, get well soon. and to my other cousin Billy. I've been in touch with him this morning. So, yeah.
Tell me, how long has Alison been in Oregon?
Oh, she's been there for, let me think, oh, at least 8 years, 10 years maybe.
Wow. Yeah. And you say one of your sisters is on the other side of Australia?
Yeah, our Gillian, she lives in Western Australia. I used to live there, and then she came over to join me, and then we came to Sydney. So she's there. I've got a mother-in-law there and two sister-in-laws in WA as well. So my husband's family, complete family, is in WA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I've got four brothers back in Liverpool.
And was your husband from Littleland?
No, he's from Heighton.
Heighton, right.
Yeah, by the Quiet Man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Joyce, I've really, really enjoyed talking to you. It's been so nice. It's an incredible line. And you're a nice lady.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to touch base with Liverpool and my family.
You're lovely. Joyce, stay on the line. My producer wants to talk to you off air.
Late Night City with Pete Price.
Radio City 2.